Oh, welcome to the 12 pods of Christmas. Well done if you're still listening. Today is the 12th podcast of Christmas, the final podcast, and it is Christmas Eve. So happy Christmas, one and all. I hope you have enjoyed this ridiculous series. Today's special guest is Andrew from Riddler Reptiles. So without any further ado, let's gather up all that Christmas spirit for one last time and welcome him to the podcast. Oh, Riddler, thank you very much for being the final guest on the 12 pods of Christmas. And thank you again for getting your Christmas jumper out. It looks fantastic.
An absolute pleasure. I've not got anything as fancy as I thought I did, but it is just a cute little sloth with a Father Christmas hat. So
it works.
I'll take it.
It's lovely to have you join me on the festive season. Obviously, it is Christmas Eve today.
Christmas Eve today.
So how Christmassy are you feeling?
Do you know what? Now that I've had a child, a little bit more so than I have done the last few years, there's that little bit more sort of special feeling about it. You know, we're getting him presents. He's not even 2 years old yet, but you know, when you've got that sort of special feeling about it. So yeah, not bad. I'm looking forward to it. It should be nice.
That's what we like to hear. So before the podcast today, you were given a list of questions, all based around one animal. Obviously, the listeners hopefully have listened to all previous 11 episodes and they know exactly what's going on. Yeah. And you still have no idea, really. So we'll get straight into it. Before we get into the Christmassy scene, so to speak, could you just let me and the listeners know which animal you've chosen today, what their name is, and why you've chosen them?
Okay, so I've gone for Delta, who is a two and a half year old Tokay gecko. And I've gone for her because nothing screams bar humbug and pure hatred and fury than a Tokay gecko. And I thought it would, I mean, probably not the best for Christmas Eve, but I just thought it'd be funny.
No, I think it's brilliant. I don't think I can't think of any reptile that is a particularly Christmassy reptile anyway. So I don't think it matters too much.
That's true.
Brilliant. So we've got Delta, the Tokay gecko. I'm going to do is I'm going to pop on a little Christmas background music. And we're going to get straight into it. Okay. All your answers will make sense very shortly, don't worry. So, let's set the scene. It's Christmas Eve. All the shopping is done. Santa's sleigh is fully loaded and the sun has started to set. It's a cold, crisp evening and the snowflakes are just starting to fall. Delta and family are on their way to the Christmas panto. But what song are they listening to on the drive there? And what panto will they be enjoying this evening?
So, the song that is playing is Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley. Now, not only does it match her beautiful skin colour, but she likes Elvis as well, apparently.
Okay. And what pantomime are they on the way to see?
So here's the thing. When I asked her where she wanted to go for a panto, I had to choose in the end. I chose Aladdin. But I said to her, which Christmas panto do you want to go and see? And she looked at me and told me to move on to the next question or we're done here. But she hasn't got a choice. We're going to see Aladdin.
Fantastic. Brilliant. So although Delta doesn't seem particularly fussed about the panto, they did actually enjoy it. She thoroughly enjoyed it and so did Delta's family.
Yes.
They're now back in the car singing along to Elvis and they've arrived home. Delta's getting tucked up in bed, drifting off to sleep. And she hears in the distance the jingle bells of Santa's sleigh just as they're nodding off. But it's Tokay Gecko World. Mm-hmm. There's not reindeer pulling the sleigh. So what is pulling Santa's sleigh?
It's a weird one, and it was news to me, but apparently hatred is pulling Santa's sleigh.
Fantastic. That is probably perfect for Christmas Eve. There's nothing more Christmassy than the hatred pulling Santa's sleigh. Brilliant. So Delta's woken up. It's now Christmas Day, and at the foot of the bed is a small but perfect little Christmas stocking with one perfect gift inside. What is the little gift inside Delta's stocking?
Inside Delta's stocking, and she's quite lucky she's quick at eating, is a pot of wax worms. Now, the only concern there is if she doesn't eat them quick enough, they'll turn into moths and then eat her stocking.
Yes, they do that. They have a habit of changing very, very quickly.
Yeah.
I can't get through a couple of them
quicker. Quicker than an avocado, I've found.
Yeah, definitely. So, everyone's feeling, Delta's feeling super Christmassy now, probably.
Yes, yeah.
The festivities have started. Obviously, she's opened her first little present. So, she's running down the stairs, and then in front of her, she sees the glorious tree with loads of gifts underneath it. However, normally, in a human world, there's a star or an angel on top of a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. But in Tokyo Gecko world, there's something slightly different. So, what's on top of Delta's tree?
On top of Delta's tree is the biggest, fattest, juiciest dubia cockroach you could ever imagine.
Fantastic. With wings as well, I hope. Because it's
with wings, and they're all spread out like angels' wings.
It's like a cockroach angel.
Yeah. Literally, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Beautiful. So, under the tree is a large present with Delta's name on it. And she is super excited. She can't wait to unwrap it. So, in a flurry of excitement, there's wrapping paper thrown everywhere. Suddenly, she stops, gasps, and sits down, staring in amazement, as the gift that was atop of her Christmas list that she really, really wanted was sat there in front of her. So what does she get for Christmas?
Well, here's the thing. On the top of her list was two things. She managed one of them, which was the nicest, comfiest cork tubes you could ever ask for, which is okay because joint first was world domination, but she might try that next year instead.
Yeah, that's, to be fair, there's still a few days left of this year, so you never know. But for now, a nice, comfy cork tube to squeeze into is fantastic.
Exactly, yeah.
So, all the presents have been unwrapped. Bucksfizz has been enjoyed, and it's now time for the what I consider the best part of Christmas Day. It's Christmas dinner time.
It is,
So, what could you please tell me what Delta the Tokay Gecko's ultimate Christmas dinner is?
She's very big on worms, so she'll go for the wax worms, the Moria worms, the things like that. So she does get a bit of everything, but if you really want to get her attention, you offer her either worms or the souls of her enemies, but I haven't got any of those, so it's just the Morio worms for her now.
Just worms for her.
Yeah.
That's fair. Maybe a Boxing Day treat could be the souls of her enemies.
Quite possibly. I did say we'll see what we can do, but it is a tough one to get my hands on.
Yeah, they're not. You can't just nip into your local shop and grab them. They're special order, aren't they?
No, especially since Woolworths has been shut down.
Yeah. Fantastic. So everyone's had their fill. Maybe a little bit too much. So it's time to settle down on the sofa for a movie whilst all that food goes down. So, what movie will Delta and family be enjoying this evening?
Delta's favourite Christmas movie of all time. And just do everyone a favour and don't tell her it's not a Christmas movie because we're all in trouble, is Die Hard. If you say to her that's not a Christmas movie, we're all in trouble. So just go along with it.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I would say there's snow on the ground and Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I agree. Yeah. And wait, what's that? Everyone's still feeling a little bit snacky. So what is the mid-movie go-to snack for Delta?
See, this one caught me a little bit off guard, to be honest, because she looked at me and she just said mince pie.
Well, to be fair, there's nothing better than a mince pie after your Christmas dinner.
I didn't realise she was into that, to be fair. I was expecting, you know, maybe some more worms or something, but no, mince pie.
No, well, she wants. She's not one that I would argue with. So she wants a mince pie.
I agree.
So the film's over. Everyone's food's gone down nicely, and they've all enjoyed a bit of a relax. But they're getting a bit sort of, you know, when you get a bit bored in Christmas afternoon, like you're like, oh, I need to do something. So it's time for a Christmas tipple and an evening game. Mm-hmm. So what is that? What's Delta the Tokay Gecko? What's in her glass, and what game are they playing?
So her glass is. So she likes it, and to be fair, so do I, but she likes it for different reasons. It's a nice glass of port.
Oh, very nice.
However, she likes it because of the colour. It reminds her of, you know, so we'll let everyone's imaginations run wild with that, but so a little glass of port will hit the spot.
Very nice. And then what game will she be playing before, after, or during she's enjoying that Christmas Eve port?
Well, again, I had to reel her in a little bit. She actually asked if we could play Russian roulette. I said no. let's settle for Twister.
Yeah, I bet. I think she'd be pretty good at Twister as well, because Tokays are pretty good at getting themselves in all sorts of positions.
Yeah, and I don't think I'd be very good at Russian roulette, so I think that was a good compromise.
Yeah, sounds wise, to be honest. Wow, what a day. It sounds like Delta and family have had an incredible Christmas day. Maybe a little bit of hatred in there, but it all sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
So there's only one thing left to do before bed, and that is sing the RepTiChat Christmas song. Now, unfortunately for you, well, not unfortunately, but yeah, it is unfortunate for you. You are day 12 of the 12 pods of Christmas, which means
I've got the lot.
You've got the full song. So my laptop will probably lag a bit. It doesn't matter. We'll just go with the flow, enjoy it. And if you want to sing your heart out, sing your heart out. If not, it'll just be me making a tit of myself like I have done for the last 11 episodes. All right. So I'm going to push some buttons and hopefully it works. It's time for the 12 Pods of Christmas full rendition. Bear with. On the first day of Christmas, and it's on drove in a tree. On the second day of Christmas, it's and a car drove in a tree. On the third day of Christmas, my guest has sent me three frilled dragons, two cheeky meerkats, and a car drove in a tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my guest has sent me four blue tree monitors, three frilled dragons, two cheeky meerkats, and a car drove in a tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my guest has sent to me five big ones, four blue tree monitors, three frilly rags, two cheeky meerkats, and a cornstalk in a tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my guest has sent to me six royal pythons, five Fiji iguanas, four blue tree monitors, three frilled dragons, two cheeky meerkats, and a cornstalk in a tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my guest has sent to me seven iguanas, six on the eighth day of Christmas, my guest is sent to me eight marvellous macaws, seven western hognose, six royal pythons, five biggie iguanas, four blue tree monitors, three frilled dragons, two cheeky meerkats, and a cornstalk in a tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my guest has sent to me nine mangrove monitors, eight marvellous macaws, seven western hognose, six royal pythons, five cheeky iguanas, four blue tree monitors, three frilled dragons, two cheeky meerkats, and a cornstalk in a tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my guest has sent to me 10 pink tungstings, 9 mangrove monitors, 8 marvellous macaws, 7 western hognose, 6 royal pythons, 5 big iguanas, 4 blue tree monitors, 3 frilled dragons, 2 cheeky meerkats, and cornstalk in a tree. We're nearly there. On the 11th day of Christmas, my guest is sent to me 11 leopard geckos, 10 pink tungstings, 9 mangrove monitors, 8 marvellous macaws, 7 western hognose, 6 royal pythons, 5 Fiji iguanas, 4 blue tree monitors, 3 frilled dragons, 2 cheeky meerkats, and a cornstalk in a tree. Last one, here we go. On the 12th day of Christmas, my guest is sent to me 12 Tokay geckos, 11 leopard geckos, 10 mink and skinks, 9 mangrove monitors, 8 mollusk gorge, 7 western hogs, 6 royal pythons, 5 Fiji iguanas, 4 bunchoon monitors, 3 frilled dragons, 2 cheeky mink and anaconda perching in a tree. Wow.
Wow.
Thank you very much. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I'm glad that's the last time I have to sing that this year.
I'm going to hazard a guess that you're quite probably quite dry by now if you've been doing
honestly, it. Yeah. I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of the song. But it was a good idea when I started this. But you did fantastic. I don't think we were 2 out of time, but let's face it, it doesn't matter because the other 11 episodes are doing just as bad. But my wife will be happy that she never has to listen to me sing that song ever again.
Has she just been sitting there the whole time going, for God's sake?
Yeah, when I was writing it, when me and my daughter were practicing it,
mm-hmm.
I've been walking around the house just going, 5 Fiji iguanas. And she's sick of it. But that is the final episode of the 12 Pods of Christmas. So thank you very much, everybody, for watching and supporting over the year. Riddler, thank you very much for coming on today. If anybody wants to go and see more of Riddler, his info is in the description below. And now, because this is the last episode, as of tomorrow, so Christmas Day, the full karaoke version of that song will be released on YouTube. And I expect you to grab your families, get the cameras out, and do a terrible Christmas version of the 12 Pods of Christmas. Get it up on Instagram, and I will share as many as I possibly can. So until then, ho, ho! Oh, I hope you've all enjoyed today's Pod of Christmas and all 11 previous. I hope you have a fantastic Christmas and tune back in on New Year's Eve when I have got a very exciting project to release. Until then, see you soon. Goodbye.